confusion remains over rules for Canadian boaters out of Skagway, and the Haines Assembly calls a special meeting about power poles. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Marga Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Canadian boaters who use Skagway as their gateway to Alaska waters are unhappy with how U.S. federal officials are now cracking down on customs regulations in ways they haven't in the past. Half of the annual stall holders in the Skagway Harbor are Canadian. Boat owners from Yukon are frequent visitors to Skagway, Haines, and beyond. And custom rules haven't changed in the last few weeks. But how the Custom and Border Protection Station in Skagway is now deciding to enforce those rules has. Although boaters say there is still a lot of confusion about what exactly they need to do to comply. And that has boaters like Don Muir of Whitehorse frustrated.
I still don't know what I'm supposed to do. You know, we're coming on the boating season. I don't know if I can leave port. And if I do, what do I got to do? And if I don't follow the regulations, I'm told that if I get caught, it's a $5,000 fine the first time and $10,000 second. So, quite frankly, I can't afford to even think about untying my boat at this point until I know exactly what it is I'm supposed to do.
Muir was one of a group of boat owners who gathered for an informal press conference in Whitehorse this week. They detailed their frustrations over the last several weeks, first from how the requirements are now being interpreted and enforced, and why the change from how they've been enforced in the past.
You know, we're complying to the requirements for registering boats. We comply to the fishing laws. We're doing what we just don't understand where the heck this is coming from. Like, are we a threat or are we what's causing this? We crossed the border going into Skagway, so we're into Skagway as through the port of entry. We don't leave the state of Alaska. So what's this all about?
It started in late May when the new Customs Protections and Border, or CPB, port director, Mary Nagy, held a public meeting in Skagway to explain how, contrary to the status quo in previous years, she was going to enforce the leisure boating regulations for non-U.S. citizens, as they should be enforced. But that meeting took place in Skagway, and word about what happened at the meeting only filtered out through an article in the Skagway News and by word of mouth. According to the Skagway News, Nagy told meeting-goers that the customs regulations required Canadian boaters to have formal entry into the country, meaning they would have to take their boats out of the harbor and physically bring them to a U.S. border station. In Skagway, that means trailering a boat to take it to the customs station 7 miles from town. The other option is to sail to Prince Rupert border station. That upset many boaters and Skagway officials who expressed concern over the new enforcement procedures. So a few weeks later, CPB Assistant Area Port Director from Anchorage, Jeffrey Licious, traveled to Skagway to hold another meeting. He told the crowd that while enforcement procedures were changing, information given at the previous meeting was not correct. He said boaters had other options besides hauling out their vessels. They could instead file paperwork and call to check in at border protection stations and pay for an annual decal. Boaters were told they could fax the appropriate forms when they traveled from Skagway to other ports, like Haines or Juneau. But that became an issue when, on Memorial Day weekend, Canadian boaters arriving in Haines couldn't find a fax machine to use. Even calling to report into a customs station is difficult for some Canadians whose cell service doesn't work in Skagway and Haines. Licious said the CPB is doing what it can to accommodate boaters and enforce regulations that have been on the books since 2006. But that's not the impression of boaters and of Skagway officials who are keen to keep the Canadians coming to their community. Skagway Harbor Master Matt O'Boyle said the new enforcement procedures are causing a lot of head scratching for everyone involved.
I think all parties involved are affected with this. I think it's a huge, a lot more work for CBP officers. It's a lot more reporting requirements and work for Canadian vessel owners. And these are just, you know, people that are good, hardworking citizens that want to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Haines Harbor Master Phil Benner said the Haines Harbor has not had the same concerns because the CPB port office, 40 miles from Haines, has enforced the regulations more strictly than Skagway previously did. Muir said boaters are appreciative of Skagway officials who have expressed concerns about the change in enforcement. He said the only notice Canadian boaters had of the meetings with the CPB officials was from the municipality and harbor master, who contacted them directly. The assembly and mayor have contacted the governor's office and the Alaska congressional delegation, and the issue has come up at several assembly meetings. Skagway residents are also concerned. Roger Griffin writes in his letter to Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich that the regulations need to change to be more welcoming to business and commerce. Griffin suggests suspending the existing regulations until the federal government can amend the current ones. Muir has owned a boat and moored it in Skagway for 7 years. He bought it from another Canadian who kept it in Skagway for 4 years before that. He estimates he spends about $10,000 annually on his excursions to Skagway to boat. But now he's thinking of selling his boat and said others feel the same way.
You know, this is going to really impact on the local economy there. Believe me, it's the last thing that any one of us as Canadians want to do. We've enjoyed coming down. We've made many good friends in all of the municipalities, Skagway, Haines, Juneau, Hoonah, Elfin Cove. You know, so to bring in these barriers for us to be able to continue to do this, I guess I'm getting the sense I'm not welcome there anymore. And I don't know what I've done to cause this change.
Muir said more importantly is the camaraderie he's going to miss if he and fellow Canadians can't figure out how to easily and legally continue boating in Alaskan waters.
You know, there's just so many ties between the two communities that, countries and communities, that, you know, it's unfortunate that there is a border there, but there is, but it just feels that, you know, when I meet people that I know in Skagway up here in Whitehorse, it's like we're long-lost friends, right? It's the border certainly doesn't come between us, but it certainly appears to be now.
Haynesboro Assembly members called for a special meeting Friday to discuss the new utility poles at the intersection of Front Road and Beach Road near the Haynes Highway. The issue came up Tuesday at the Assembly's regular meeting. Some members said they were upset the borough hadn't found a way to have the lines buried since they were being disturbed for the project anyways. At the regular meeting, Assembly members agreed to investigate how the borough could go about making a habit of burying utility lines. Some areas, like Anchorage, have an ordinance that requires utility lines be buried if they are disturbed during road projects or when they're replaced. Assemblyman Norm Smith said Thursday he and Steve Vick and Joanne Waterman requested the special meeting. Smith said the utility poles recently installed on the road project are located in an AMSA district, or Area Meriting Special Attention, established in the 1980s because of the historic significance of the Port and Fort Seward area. He said he would like the assembly to find some money and a solution to keep the waterfront area aesthetically pleasing and to maintain the historical integrity of the area. Pavement has not yet been laid at the intersection. Alaska Power and Telephone Power Manager Danny Gaunt said in an email to the assembly he will attend the meeting. Also on the agenda for the special meeting is a discussion of the sidewalk section near the intersection of the road project. The meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. Friday in assembly chambers. And there's a lot happening this week in Skagway and Haines. The Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay is Saturday. The field of 1,200 riders has been full and registration closed since early April. More than 275 teams have signed up for the ride from Haines Junction to Haines. A reminder to motorists, southbound traffic on the Haines Highway will be held at Haines Junction Saturday morning from 8:15 to 9:30 a.m., and northbound traffic will be stopped at Kathleen River from 8:30 to 10:15 a.m. The race begins at 8:30 a.m., and those are all Yukon times. Depending on the weather and winds, under ideal conditions in a north wind, the fastest racers will be crossing the finish line at Fort Seward sometime between 1 and 2 p.m. local time. The bulk of the racers will start coming in closer to 5 or 6. If less than ideal weather makes an appearance or a south wind, those times will likely shift to later. Also this weekend is the annual Fisherman's Barbecue in Haines on Saturday. to kick off the start of the local commercial gillnet season. The Lynn Canal Gillnetters Association and Southeast Alaska State Fair partner to organize the event, now in its sixth year. Ocean Beauty Seafoods donates 1,200 pounds of salmon, along with donations from about 20 other local and fishing businesses and organizations. Organizers expect to serve as many as 1,000 people at this year's event, which takes place Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds. And Friday is Flag Day. Haines and Skagway both have events planned to honor the day. In Skagway, the Elks Lodge number 431 will host a Flag Day presentation at 10 a.m. at 2nd and Broadway. In Haines, Lynn Canal Post 12 of the American Legion will host Flag Day ceremonies Friday at 6 p.m., starting at the Legion Hall and continuing at the Dalton Avenue site of the new Veterans Village. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.